Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Wednesday night edition of the show. You can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 76,000 posts, well over 1,100 people interacting there, lots of different topics, everything from lightweight, fun stuff to downright serious issues. You'll find them all there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. If you'd like more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, you can call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org.
Now, Jason, I know you have something to do. You have some article about an arsonist or something like that. So we're going to come back.
Sort of.
We're going to get to that. But I want to start, actually, Manwich, with a follow-up to the circumcision story that we did the other night.
Okay.
You've got an email, apparently, about this. Just to recap the story, it was from New York City. Turns out there's a very disturbing practice that some Hasidic Jews are practicing up there. I guess these are the only people that do this sort of thing. But they circumcise their baby. When you have the baby, they do the circumcision.
Which is gruesome in and of itself.
It's very freaky. I'm against circumcision, period. But when they're finished with the circumcision...
We're for soap and water here on Free Talk Live and against circumcision.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when they're finished with the circumcision, they clean the wound with their mouths.
What?
The moil does.
Yeah. It's a rabbi, apparently, that does it. And this practice has resulted in at least five babies being infected with herpes.
I've heard different numbers, but at least, you know, 3 to 5 babies, and one of them
died.
Yeah. That is disgusting.
So with that recap, let's go to the email, man. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
This is written by Tomer. Interesting show the other day on the circumcision issue. I hope I can get my message across without insulting your affiliates. Read the following carefully. As someone who has been circumcised and someone who belongs to the Jewish people, I think I see myself as the self-appointed representative of the Jewish people on Free Talk Live.
Okay, fair enough.
Even though I don't believe in any religion. Let's start off by examining the weird phenomenon of grown men who suck the blood from you-know-where. Frankly,
yeah.
I have never, ever heard about this phenomenon until I heard about it on Free Talk Live.
Wow, as a Jewish man.
Yeah. As an Israeli, I have bumped into Jews pretty much every single day of my life. Never once have I heard about this phenomenon. Today, I asked a friend of mine about it, and he had no clue such a thing existed. There are certain different groups in Judaism and certain subgroups, not to mention the Jews in different countries have different traditions, and sometimes I have no idea of the suction as a Hasidic tradition, or maybe it's just a Hasidic American tradition, or just tradition of Hasidic groups that originated from Europe.
Okay.
I can tell you that the vast majority of Jews in Israel, America, and worldwide have no clue what you're talking about.
Interesting.
I know for a fact that such a thing has never been done to me when I was clipped because my father was never convicted of murder. He's a kind, gentle person, but he would have seen anyone doing this to his 8-day-old firstborn child, the moil would be dead.
Okay.
Ian also mentioned that there was a problem in making the whole circumcision ceremony illegal, whether it includes the suction or not, because religious people would continue doing it simply because it's their religion. So what Ian is saying is that all people who believe in God are fanatics and who have no common sense and don't make interreligious debate and would go on to extreme defending of the religion every single time.
Huh?
Well,
how did he extrapolate that from what I said?
You and your posit that and you do it every time. Well, they're going to do it anyway.
They believe in their religion, so why wouldn't they do it anyway?
Well, you're not giving credence to the fact that passing laws does in fact change people's behavior.
In some cases, maybe it does. But if these people are so fanatical that they're sucking the blood from the baby's penis with their mouths, I don't know if a law is going to stop that. It's already something that's being done not in medical facilities. It's being done at people's houses and behind the scenes. So I don't
see
why.
How much worse could it get?
Well,
herpes-infected rabbis are,
it couldn't get much worse, I don't think.
No,
it's not a widespread problem.
Not in hospitals.
It's not a widespread problem.
And a law would stop some people from doing it and wouldn't stop others. And over time,
most people probably would
probably
never
just
hear
die
about
out
the law.
Of, die out of it.
Most people wouldn't hear about the law, man. Which, I mean,
oh, I think they would.
How would there be enforcement on this?
The enforcement of the law?
Yeah.
No, they would pass the law and then.
Well, I'm sorry. There's a bunch of laws that are passed every single year, and most people don't come across what those laws are. You get an announcement,
if you market
maybe
the law properly to the right communities.
Well, wait a minute. Now, who's going to be marketing the law? The government? You're going to ask them to spread the word about the new laws they're passing? The only time I ever see any information on new laws is towards the end of the year. There's always a given news story about, here they are. Here's the new laws that are coming on the books. And then they only highlight a few of them because there's so many of them.
Well, I don't have a religion, but I do have a job. And I always find out the laws that are passed that have to do with advertising in my town,
really?
State, country.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to find those things out. Yes, they do make an effort. You know, watch groups. For your particular industry or religion, yeah, they find out this information.
That's what you're saying. Like the Jewish magazine or something,
right.
The Rabbi magazine is going to print an article about how this is now illegal.
You know, scream from the high heavens that they're being discriminated against.
Are we talking about passing a law against circumcision or the vampiric brand of circumcision?
The vampiric
the sucking.
Yeah. Brand.
How ridiculous do you think lawmakers would feel to pass that law?
I would hope they would feel as ridiculous as they did to prevent Indians from taking peyote, as ridiculous as they did as preventing crazy Baptists in Georgia from getting themselves bitten by snakes.
Are we done with Tomer's email?
Mm.
There a little more?
There's quite a bit. There's another half an email to go.
Well, I've actually got a different one.
Go ahead.
Paul, he says, I agree that the herpes is a bad thing, and I don't know what should be done about the oral cleansing, but it seemed like you were 100% against all aspects of circumcisions. I'd like to say that when a baby's circumcised, the nerves are not developed enough to hurt, as it would if you were to be circumcised now as an adult. I am not saying the baby won't cry, because it for sure will, as you're cutting it. On a personal note, I would like to say that I am circumcised, and I like it more. It's much easier to keep yourself clean, but it's not like people who are circumcised are sexually deficient.
Well, this guy's also basing... It's not as if he went through half of his life circumcised,
This is poor English.
Yes.
he doesn't know if he likes it more.
He
likes it.
He compares it in his mind.
He says, I think that you're set against all religions, so you criticize everything that's based off religion, and I don't think circumcision is wrong. So a woman can go, can abort her baby, but she cannot circumcise it? Maybe some religions should pick up abortion so that you can be on the side of the Republicans. P.S. I'm for abortion. No, I didn't say we should outlaw circumcision. I just said I thought it was sick. That's all.
It is. It's a terrible practice.
I don't think he was paying attention because he didn't address at all the point of sucking the blood up into your mouth off of the baby's genitals. So I don't think he was, A, paying attention.
Well, he was talking about circumcision in general. That's all.
B, he's right. You are dead set against all religions and will come out against them at any opportunity.
I think you should be free to have your own religion. Go ahead.
Okay.
I would never pass a law against them.
God knows you'd say something about...
Okay, you were going
to opportunity.
Making your bullet points.
Circumcision things. Think about it for women. There are practices in the world where people cut the labia minora off of their baby girls, and it affects their, because they don't want those girls enjoying sex when they reach maturity, they choose to do it, and they aesthetically believe it's a better thing. That's female genital mutilation. Circumcision is male genital mutilation.
Right.
Sometimes... Often the penis the operation goes badly and the penis is deformed. Often,
yikes!
It bends one way, it bends the other. The circumcision scars too
tight.
And
it's totally unnecessary.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Beyond that, if you want to learn more about circumcision, I highly recommend Penn and Teller's BS. There's an entire show that they did from season 3 about circumcision.
Don't circumcise your boys. Teach them how to wash themselves.
Exactly. We do have soap and water in this day and age. I'm like. Way back when. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manuel.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. We put them up on our website. It's not just any photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live, proving that the ladies prove in their picture via what we call validation that they listen to the show. It's pretty cool stuff. The Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. All right, we got calls rolling in here, but I just want to wrap up this circumcision issue here with one final email from Tom. He says, he's got a kind of a solution. During your Monday episode, you talked about the one type of Jewish circumcision that caused the baby to acquire herpes. I think the only stance on this that works is the following. Assuming that parents are mentally stable, they should be able to decide what's best for their child until the child is at an age where the child considers themselves able to make decisions on their own. There's a massive...
I agree with that,
right.
But I think that, due to isn't it Mr. Graham and Mr. Kellogg that came up with this whole circumcision thing?
Something like that.
You know, due to these weirdos that wanted to see, and let's be clear, this is exactly what they wanted. They wanted to have desensitized penises so men would have sex with fewer women.
That's
would be
correct.
Less. It was all about sex. That's the reason that circumcision exists in America. Sorry, you don't have to like it. It's just true. Christian nut jobs.
That's not true at all, Manwich. It's great.
Say whatever you want. That's why it's there. So
Mr.
I
Kellogg,
say,
as in Kellogg cereal.
I say it's freaking crazy to cut the foreskin off the penis.
Yeah.
God put it there for a reason.
I would have liked to have had the choice. You know?
Well, you can always regrow it.
Yeah.
I mean, what if I said it was a good idea to cut the ear off a kid? I mean, it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, you can always have another ear.
That's crazy. What he's just taking what's happening as what's reasonable, and it's not.
Well,
what's happening is male genital mutilation.
Yeah, and it's really disturbing. Let me finish his email, though. He says, assuming the parents are mentally stable, they should be able to decide what's best for their child until the child can make its own decisions. There's a massive gray area when you start talking about a procedure that some people think hurts the baby and others don't.
Okay, so I'm sorry, we didn't get far enough.
Are you going to disallow that practice, too? There's no way that you can determine what's right or wrong. If the parents subject the baby to a procedure that puts the baby...
Cutting off pieces seems wrong to me. Sorry.
I agree, but I'm not going to put somebody in jail over it. You know, I can't see that happening. I'm not going to enforce my views of how you should raise or take care of your children on somebody else. And in this case...
You know, I understand where you're coming from, because it's reasonable and everything, but would you put in jail somebody who cut the limb off of their baby? I mean, really, that's the thing. You're cutting pieces of the kid off.
Let me give you his solution here, okay? He says if the parents subject the baby to a procedure that puts the baby at risk, then the child should be able to file suit against the parents and get damages. I've thought about it.
Okay.
I've thought about it, and there really isn't any better way of stopping this from happening other than the threat to the parents that if they screw up their kid, they're going to have to pay for it in the end. I agree with you that this is sick and twisted. In my perfect world, no one would have this operation done on them, but it's an unavoidable consequence to freedom.
Okay.
And I got to say, he's being very sensible there. He's not talking about passing laws. He's just saying if something gets messed up about your kid on your by your decision,
yeah,
then you should be held responsible for it if the kid wants to sue you later on in life.
Yeah.
Interesting idea.
I think that's fair.
800-259-5791. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Derek in Virginia. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
greetings.
You guys should make a movie. You know what you call it?
Boring?
By Rabbi versus the Snow Penis.
Oh, man.
All right, I just got a few things.
Yes, sir.
Let me just bang them out real quick. All right, first thing, you know that annoy someone anonymously via email and go to jail?
Yeah.
I don't know, that thing really kind of scares me. Don't you see it as being kind of another, like, interstate commerce clause where they take it way further than it...
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
I can't see anything good about it.
I can see it's going to tie in with the fact that the FEC wanted to regulate blogging for political campaigns.
Right.
And so now you're going to have a situation where somebody cannot post a blog anonymously or post to a blog anonymously if it'll annoy a politician.
Right.
I can definitely see them using it for that purpose.
Yeah. Yesterday, you mentioned something about muskets and how they didn't like them. Or what was that? What was the deal with muskets in New Hampshire?
Muskets in New Hampshire. Ex-cons cannot carry muskets in New Hampshire.
Right.
All right, I think there's a couple of reasons maybe that is. It might be harder to do ballistic analysis on a musket ball, and also muskets are... Most of them are fairly old, and it might be harder to trace them and stuff. You know,
I understand. The thing is that most states have a provision for ex-cons to at least arm themselves, and New Hampshire does, as long as the ex-con wants to arm themselves with a crossbow. but most states have a provision for ex-cons to arm themselves with a Civil War pistol or replica thereof.
Okay.
And, the thing is these people do have to protect themselves.
Sure.
You know, otherwise you find out a guy's an ex-con and, whose house do I want to break into?
Yeah. Right.
All right, last thing.
Yes, sir.
Nicole in Charlottesville, if you're listening, you're really hot. Drop me a line.
Damn.
Yeah.
How does she drop you a line exactly?
Well, I'm on the map. I'm on the same place as she is. And
do you
I'm
have
also,
an email on the map?
Do you have one of those little email links
if
on your
not,
entry?
If not, I'll put it up. And
you're not
I'm
very
also,
good at this, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm on the boards, too, as a Vapor, V-A-P-R-E, if you want to.
I'm surprised we actually, Ian let you go through all with all this.
What?
I shot him.
What? Trying to hook up with the lady?
The hookup on the air? I wouldn't believe for a minute.
I didn't know it was going to go on the air.
No, I know you didn't. I know you didn't, and he did it. I'm surprised you just didn't.
Good luck to you, Derek. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. He's interested in a lady on our map, which is cool.
Yeah.
Map.freetalklive.com if you want to take a look at that. All right, Jason, tell me about arson. Tell me about the...
Not
house.
Arson. Fires.
Fires.
Yes. And I suppose there was something of an arsonist involved. Well, we're talking about Luciano Mare. Lives in New Mexico, Albuquerque, to be precise. His house recently burned down on Saturday.
Hmm.
Well, let's see what happened here. He was there was a burning pile of leaves in his yard. I would imagine he started the fire himself.
Okay. It's a good way to get rid of leaves.
Sure. Well, he notices... It's
illegal in most communities.
He notices... A critter scurry out of the pile of leaves.
Oh, okay.
Right.
He probably let the pile of leaves sit for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And something made its home in there. He set the pile of leaves on fire.
And a mouse.
Consequently, the thing that was in that pile.
Which turned out to be a mouse.
Okay.
Runs
right.
out of the pile, aflame.
Uh-huh.
And runs into his house, catches his house on fire, and his house burned to the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
All due to a little flaming mouse.
How? I don't know. How in the world did the mouse manage to get catch enough things on fire? Was he outside for a long time? He didn't know what was happening until the flames were jumping out of the windows?
It doesn't go into specifics in the article.
Oh, my God.
Just that this fellow's house was burnt down by a flaming mouse, and...
It's crazy.
Here's the quote. He said, that dang mouse just crawled in there. I have an awful hate for those critters.
He's going to hate them forever, the rest of his life.
He certainly will. And the fire chief who came to the scene, who fought the fire, said, well, I have no reason not to believe him. I mean, why would he lie to us about this? I don't doubt it at all. And in the report for the fire, they're documenting it as the flaming mouse being the cause of it.
Does insurance cover flaming mice?
Well, I would think it would. Fire insurance covers in almost every instance, unless the owner, the policy owner, starts the fire.
Sure.
But
which he did.
Which he may have.
He did start this fire.
Yep. He didn't start in the house.
800-259-5791.
It's not arson, and that's what the reason they don't,
true.
They would pay.
We got a Jason on the line. Your calls as well, if you make them. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Live!
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Now, Mozart's the rage to develop young brains, but how about the other important movements your children should be learning? When I come back, I'll teach you how to teach them street smarts. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. If you think Mozart is the only brain work a kid needs, buck away and listen to this note. Children need to be taught early the rhythm of the road. Driver's ed for tots? Yep. And I'm not suggesting just a tell overture, but rather real actions you can take to teach your kid street smarts, like make your child's first bicycle her first car. More than a toy, it's a mode of transportation that requires skill and responsibility. Grab a driver's manual and start teaching the basics, like right-of-way and appropriate turn signals. Now, move over, Beethoven, and make way for the next generation to make beautiful music on the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
freetalklive.com is the place to go to get archives. We've got the last 9 months of the show. We give you lots of archives. All of them are free. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So go get them. freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, Ian, Jason, or Ian, Manwich, Jason, how you guys doing?
What's up,
Quite
Jason?
Well.
Good. Ian, I sent you an email this afternoon about biofuels.
I've been backed up on the email, so I haven't had a chance to check through most of them. But what's on your mind?
What do you guys know about biofuels?
Actually, Jason, didn't you just do some research on this?
Well, not so much research as it was reading an article on it.
Okay.
All I know that it's... It burns a lot cleaner, hell of a lot cleaner than diesel fuel, and it's also more expensive than diesel fuel.
Except for that E98 or whatever, E95 that they produce out in Oklahoma. Like it's only in the Corn Belt region that they have
this. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Right, the reason I'm asking, I've been doing...
Thanks for the quiz,
recently,
though.
But you passed muster, at least you know something. More than the average person.
Okay.
Been doing a lot of research lately because it came up in topic of conversation. I knew nothing about it, and I thought, this is something I want to know more about. So,
okay.
In my research, I found out that this is a technology that's been around since the 1800s. And because of some large corporate entrepreneurs, the technology of biofuels got squashed. They lobbied Congress, and legislation was passed, and you can read a lot about it on the web. I won't bore you with all the details, but...
did the technology of lie soap get squashed, too? I mean, if there's no money to be made in it, it's not going to be propagated.
Well,
you're talking about?
The money that was being made in it... actually, Henry Ford was one of the people behind it, and he was a pioneer of biofuels, Mr. Diesel, I forget his first name, but this diesel guy, he built the first diesel engine. Henry Ford was behind this whole initiative, but William Randolph Hearst, the Mellons, the DuPonts, all these people back in the Rockefellers who were becoming oil barons of the day, they all got together and got the government to pass legislation against, hemp. One of the things that was passed was the laws to do away with hemp production. Hemp seed oil was one of the largest.
That's
sources.
True. I know DuPont was attacking hemp pretty heavy back in the day. Much is definitely true.
Well, that's all true. Everything he says is true.
All of these things go to petrochemical industry and pulp paper industry. Getting in bed with the government to pass legislation to
outlaw competition,
ensure that they were going to not have competition in the free marketplace. And I guess what kind of burns me is that now we have a president who is from an oil background and that's where his money's all come from with his family and he's from Texas and there's big oil industry and blah 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 blah.
So
what I'm getting at is do you see any hope for people ever waking up to the fact that there are technologies out there that if we just got rid of some government regulation and opened
I see
up
hope
free
and
market
I call,
economy?
I see hope and I call the hope the internet. The fact is, information travels from a person to a person, not from organizations anymore. It doesn't come down to us. It travels crossways, unlike it
more
ever
so every
before.
Day. Sure.
And the biodiesel is a perfect example. The you just told me, I did not know that the technology had been around since the 1800s.
Well, diesel, when he first created the diesel engine, it was technically a biodiesel fuel that he was using.
Exactly. Actually, what happened was the government is the first to get involved in using petrochemicals. It was a way that they could burn waste oil in military vehicles. They
okay.
thought, okay, let's put this in military vehicles, test it out, and waste oil burned great.
But the industries, the competing industries squashed it successfully with their lobbying. You know, the real answer, of course, is to reduce the size of government, get rid of all these regulations.
Did
and,
you see that coming?
Yeah.
Well, that's the direction I'm going with it, too.
Absolutely.
You look at, there's a lot of big people, though, that are out there, kind of putting this word out. Willie Nelson's been burning it.
He's got bio
oil in his yeah, exactly, in his tour bus.
That's good. Information's good. Spreading the word about competing product is good, too. But getting rid of the regulations is really going to be a big boost. Thanks for the call, Jason. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
But talking about alternate fuel sources on the air for more than 5 minutes, not good.
Yeah. Let's go to Frank in New York City. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich. Frank in NYC, hello.
Good evening. Welcome from New York. I was listening to the discussion earlier regarding the rite of circumcision.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't hear the history of it, so I do know a bit about it from having studied anthropology over the years.
Okay.
And it originally predates the ancient Babylonians and Sumerians. The first Adamite people, the Illihittites, that predated the ancient Sumerians and Babylonians by well over 1,000 years. It was actually used to mark their slaves.
Huh.
So it was a method of identifying people as property. And it was a very direct way of doing that. What's interesting is the ancient Jews were able to take this ritual and make it a covenant with God. The circumcision represents a specific
covenant
with God, which also defines a
what's
holy
that mean, like a social contract?
People.
Does that mean by getting a circumcision, you've agreed into a contract?
Like, well, all right, we'll mutilate our kids if
no,
you
I'm just
don't mess
I'm,
around.
I'm not even getting into that area. I'm just going through a bit of the history.
Right.
And in the United States, in the early 1900s, 1910 to 1920, in the area of medical education, there was a movement in the United States regarding genital hygiene and eugenics. And it became sort of a model and a practice in the United States to have non-Jews circumcised. So
yeah,
in the 1920s,
what,
30s, 40s,
Frank,
it was deemed to be a cleaner way of, I guess...
Now, Frank, didn't that have a lot to do with Mr. Kellogg and Mr. Graham leading that particular charge in the United States?
Oh, it may have, but many of the medical schools were sort of instilling this in their students at that time. So in a sense, there's a tradition in the United States of having non-Jews circumcised that goes back to 1910.
Graham Kellogg, early American contributors to health education, if you just put in Graham and Kellogg. But imagine if you toss in circumcision on Google, you'll really find the articles.
Yeah, and as you pointed out earlier, man, which their main thrust behind spreading circumcision was because they didn't like the idea of people having sex or masturbating, and they wanted to cut back on pleasure for individuals.
Quite literally.
Do you remember the Seinfeld episode when they had Shaky the Moyle on the Seinfeld episode?
No.
Well, if you get to watch it, it's pretty funny.
Shaky the Moyle?
Right. You don't want a Shaky Moyle.
No.
I don't think so.
Right.
Frank,
thanks for gentlemen?
Thanks for the history lesson. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-5791.
You know, when you start spitting out facts about ancient Babylonians, people listen. They know that you know what you're talking
damn
about.
Damn straight.
I thought that was very interesting. I didn't know that about the marking the slaves.
That was something that I didn't know either, certainly.
Does that mean we're all slaves?
Makes sense that they all came from the same general vicinity.
Yes, and by the way, just because an idea is old doesn't mean that it's good. And similarly, just because an idea is new doesn't mean it's good. Everything has to be evaluated based on its merits. And in the case of circumcision, there's no merits, really. At all. Besides silly things that people thought over the years. That's it. 800-259-5791. Johnson's on the line. Walt in Kansas City. We're going to hear from him about diesel and guns. Walt can tie guns into anything.
This is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. It is the Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got updates there. You just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out via your email box. If you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. Coming up, Manwich, you did some digging during the break, and you found some quotes.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more history on this whole circumcision phenomenon that we have here in America.
We've gone over it before, and I've done my studying on it, but, I mean, it's hard to remember, memorize
really,
all this stuff.
We've touched on it, but we've not really gotten into actual quotes. We have not actually gotten into quotes from Mr. Kellogg and Mr. Graham
right.
about why it was they were promoting circumcision.
Actually, I remember doing having, we had some quotes on, but... I've got some interesting ones.
800-259-5791. We're going to get to those, but first we need to go to the calls. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt.
Evening, Walt.
Two things. I heard what the guy was talking about, and I need to explain this. Up until about two, maybe 3 years ago, I used to fuel my rig at a local... I've got two rigs in my diesel pickup. I used to be able to fuel all three of them at a local truck stop here with biodiesel. Oh,
right?
No, biodiesel is bad for your engine. We're going to have to pull that from the market. Mm. That's what their claim was.
Really?
See.
Oh, yes.
So they have the product, and then they pulled it.
We have really been getting gouged up the yin-yang for it.
So that, what, was that the claim that they made, that it was bad for your engine?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it's
also
not true, huh?
Same thing with the alcohol. Now, I buy barrels of alcohol. I can still get two barrels of alcohol, 55-gallon drums, for $120.
Jeez, not too bad.
Now, I burn that in my drag car, and it runs about 260 and a quarter mile.
Sounds like it's going pretty fast.
Do you drive that thing?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Damn straight.
Now, you'd burn that in a regular car with...
Certainly.
Not long-term, though, right?
You know what? There's another claim. That's what I was getting at. There's another claim that's totally bogus. Holly Carburetors tells me that the difference between my carburetors and the Holly carburetors they would sell if you're going to have a Super Comp or Pro Comp gas-powered car,
right,
is basically the jetting.
I do not understand.
Well,
how much can you translate?
How much the fluid that's squirted into the engine.
Okay.
But now, that's not my question. I get that a carburetor could handle alcohol or gas just based on what it's setting, but I'm concerned
they
about
say
the
it's bad for your engine. I'm
interior of the cylinder, yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm running an aluminum block with stainless sleeves.
Okay.
And the engine turns 8,800 RPM. Actually, I've missed a gear, and it's turned actually farther than that and still hadn't blown. And I get no more damage. In fact, I actually get less damage, less dirt in the oil, less everything than I do in a regular gasoline engine that I have
just
to go
using
down
alcohol?
And put this trashy unleaded in.
How many miles have you put on this engine?
I don't know how many miles. It's got... The fresh rebuild has got about 120 hours, and generally, if it lasts 120 hours, that's a long time for a drag motor, especially
yeah.
if you're going that fast running
so
that
you haven't
many
seen,
hours.
You've seen no damage. You're saying you've seen no damage with 120 hours on this engine.
I'm worried we're getting off into car talk here.
Well, I'm going to get into guns in just
okay.
a second, but or gun laws, rather.
Yeah.
But here's the point. They claim that it's bad. That's why they pulled the ethanol. They
yeah.
claim that's bad for your engine. Oh, it'll ruin your engine. I have taken and put in not one of the racing carburetors, but an alcohol-modified carburetor on a gasoline-powered pickup that I've got and run that in there when I've had to work on my other stuff. I had to have something to drive, and just as a test, it performed flawlessly. Same thing.
Interesting.
Performed flawlessly, no
All right,
damage.
Well,
the
I can't take
still
the car
going.
Talk anymore. Let's go to guns.
Okay.
There's shows on the weekend about cars.
People may not realize this, but the Gun Control Act of 1968 is almost identical word to word, word for word of Hitler's Gun Control Act of 1938.
You know, we've heard that before, and I'm not sure if it was from you. Well, great call. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. I believe it, though.
Yeah.
800-259-5791. Let's talk to Johnson in Florida. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going? I may not have something related, but it's interesting. I heard you talking the other night on the show, Ian, about how you believe in the market.
Yeah.
And one who believes in something, typically, I want to coin a new word here. One who believes in something, normally the suffix for that word is A-R-I-N. So, for example, a libertarian is someone who believes in the in freedom.
Okay.
Liberty being the Latin root for libertà being
yeah.
the Latin root for liberty.
Okay.
Well, I decided that there needs to be a word for someone who believes in the market. And
yeah.
the Latin word for market is venalicium.
Okay.
This is
so
really good.
I wanted to coin a new word, and that would be a venalisarian.
Sounds confusing.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
I don't think that there's going to be very many people that pick that
one.
Can
we just call them free market capitalists?
It just rolls off the tongue.
I didn't pronounce it very well. It's venalisarian. It's not very hard to pronounce, actually.
Venalisarian.
Venalisarian.
I like free marketeer. Free marketeer's fun.
Free marketeer works as well. You know, I'm sure when libertarian first came out as a word as well, people thought that was confusing.
Maybe
because
so. There actually are still
Latin
people.
Root, you know?
Yeah, there are actually still people that want to get rid of the word libertarian and replace it with something else because it is confusing to people. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. We got the quotes from Mr. Kellogg and Mr. Graham about circumcision and why they thought that it should be done to your kids. And it has nothing to do with health. It has everything to do with stopping them from having sex. We'll give those to you on the way. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right. On the way, we got hour number two with a whole bunch of stuff, including an email about the census. They apparently want you to fill out a 45-minute-long survey. We'll give you the details on that on the way. But we need to talk about the circumcision issue here because it's interesting, and we've been digging up some history on it. And, Manwich, you found some quotes from two of the biggest promoters of circumcision from back in the early part of the 20th century. They are none other than Mr. Kellogg and Mr. Graham. Yep. That's right, from Kellogg cereal and Graham crackers. What do these guys want?
I got a couple of quotes here, and they're pretty interesting. All kinds of stimulating and heating substances, high-seasoned food, rich dishes, the free use of flesh, even the excess of ailment, all more or less, and some to a very great degree, increase the concupiscent excitability and sensibility of the genital organs. That's concupiscent means sexual excitability, basically.
Okay. He just said that spicy foods make you more excitable.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a guy that thought that the foreskin, cutting the foreskin off would make people want to have sex less.
I think I'm going to go hang out at a Thai restaurant.
real successful, Mr. Graham. That was Sylvester Graham.
Okay.
Treatments for self-abuse and its effects. Self-abuse is another terminology for masturbation. I don't consider myself to be abusing myself, but it's just my
Doesn't feel like abuse to me.
No. This is what Dr. John Harvey Kellogg has to say. A remedy which is almost always successful in small boys is circumcision.
Yeah, well, you cut their penises and they'll want to masturbate less.
The operation should be performed by a surgeon without administering an anesthetic, as the brief pain attending the operation will have a salutary effect on the mind, which means...
Meaning you'll never forget it.
Yeah, you won't forget it. Pain?
Penis?
Bad. Hurt.
Yeah.
Yucky. You know, like, that's the idea.
Yeah.
You know, smacking a dog in the nose with a newspaper.
Right. As though causing a baby that sort of pain is going to have some sort of a permanent effect on them.
Yeah.
Especially when they turn into a horny teenager.
Hey, whoa, this guy's a doctor, all right? He knows what he's talking about.
That's why they created the term quack. Just to be clear. Now, I'm not done with this quote. You think that this is crazy? I got a little more. In females, the author has found the application of pure carbolic acid to the clitoris, an excitement means of allaying the abnormal excitement. An excellent means of allaying abnormal excitement.
Pure
carbolic acid
applied directly to the clitoris. That's how you keep little girls from masturbating too much.
Oh, my goodness.
These guys, sick, sick men. The practice of circumcising boys and girls, sick practice.
Yeah. Thank goodness that carbolic acid thing didn't get popular. I mean, that sounds dangerous. I understand circumcision is bad and everything, but...
Well, this is essentially a chemical means...
Yeah.
You know,
chemical castration.
Not exactly chemical castration, but this is a means of giving a circumcision to a girl.
Yeah.
You know, you don't cut off
without
the labia minora.
Slicing at all.
But they cauterize the clitoris.
Oh, my God.
With chemicals.
And that's what the guy who's in charge of the Kellogg's cereal company was pushing.
Yeah.
This was his... gig back in the early part of the 20th century was to get people to stop masturbating. He was on a sexual crusade,
and that's why
he promoted circumcision.
This is the same time that they outlawed alcohol, temperance.
Right.
The temperance leagues were out there. This is all this stuff's whipped up together.
And people today still keep doing it because they believe it just looks better. It's transferred from stop them from having sex to, it's for aesthetic purposes.
It's not the women, it's the men. Just so you know.
More on the way. This is your show. Hour number two coming up. 800-259-5791. Comment on circumcision or whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.